they've gotten just so far. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all of this in Washington playing out with the shadow of the pandemic looming large. We're now in week 5 of the vaccine rollout. Still millions of doses going unused despite high demand. Take a live look right now. One vaccination site in Miami. Cars starting to line up for hours. They've all got appointments, but just getting the appointment has proven to be a real challenge all across the country. Here with more on the rollout is CNBC senior health and science reporter Meg Terrell. Meg, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, okay. So the latest update on the vaccine rollout is the opening of these super distribution centers all over the U.S. So is this a step in the right direction to try to speed this process up?
Experts say it absolutely is. We're really entering this sort of new period of the vaccine rollout where you're seeing these mass sites in convention centers and stadiums all across the country really starting to come on board. Up until this point, it was really just hospitals and nursing homes that were giving out these shots. So it is starting to move more into the community. We are going to see pharmacies as well. The big chains like CVS over the coming weeks also starting to get these vaccines and starting to enable you to make appointments on their websites. And that will really increase capacity as well. CVS says it can do 20 to 25 million vaccinations for COVID-19 alone every month. Mm-hmm. But the problem is going to be getting the supply of the vaccines to actually be able to do that many. So this is a start, but just a start.
On that note, Meg, West Virginia is leading in vaccinations per capita right now, with first doses being administered at a rate of 70.5%. That's according to their governor's office. What have you found in your reporting as to why some states are doing better than others with the rollout?
It's such a mixed picture right now. I mean, 50 different states have 50 different plans. And what we've seen work really well in West Virginia is that they took it on themselves to get into their nursing homes, to get those vaccines to really vulnerable folks there. And they've had a lot of success in that way. You know, one of the things we're hearing about around the country is that some of these prioritization groups have been kept too tight. And there's been an urging from the federal government for states to really open that up the way you've seen Florida and Texas do, for example, to more seniors. But that, of course, leads to these incredibly frustrating situations where it's impossible to get an appointment. So it's still very frustrating right now.
Meg, President-elect Biden announced on Friday a plan to administer 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office. That's a catchy promise, but is it realistic?
You know, it's sounding more and more like it is realistic. On Friday, we got new numbers from the CDC on where vaccinations are, and they added more than 750,000 new shots administered in that one day. And so we're about three quarters of the way there. You know, NIH Director Francis Collins has said that a million vaccinations a day is also a good benchmark to shoot for. It's achievable, but at that pace, it would still take us a long time to get to, you know, 80% of adults or so that people say we need for herd immunity. That would take us more than a year, so we still need to speed up even more.
And Meg, we're starting to see many states widen the eligibility for vaccine. I have some friends who've actually gotten an appointment down in Florida, and they plan to drive down. What are some of the tips on how to get in line?
The first thing that everybody needs to know is where they fit in line. If you are a young, healthy person, right now is not the time you're likely to be able to get a vaccine unless you're in a prioritized group of frontline essential workers, for example. So figure out where you are and when you can expect to potentially get a vaccine. In order to do that, go to your state, your city, or your county, a health department website. They should have information there about their priority groups. They should also have information about if there are vaccine signups available. Make sure to put your name down, put your information down. Another place to look is your local pharmacy. Talk to your doctor's office. They should have information either about if they have the vaccine or when it might be coming. And then finally, your employer is another place to ask. They might be getting information from the state or the county level and can tell you when your group might become eligible.
All right. Meg Terrell, thank you so much for that information. Really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are wondering, it was Bob Yeager who walked into the graphic. Right? Our cameraman, Bob Yeager.
Full man, he's doing it right.
There he is. You can see he's all PP'd up. He's a good. He's all fantastic. All right. Coming up in our Consumer Confidential, an undercover look at organized shoplifting rings. How thieves can steal items worth thousands in just a matter of minutes. Our own Vicky Nguyen shares how it impacts the price the rest of us pay. And then a little bit later on, a military family that has gone through the unthinkable. Their story of loss, strength, and service ahead in our series, Brotherhood. We'll be right back.
So, the story with depression, it's multiple symptoms that hold you back, and you wish the socks would sort themselves. Enough. Then your doctor tells you about Trintellix, a prescription medicine for adults with depression. So you're feeling this overall relief. And Trintellix had no significant impact on weight in clinical trials. You got this.
Tell your doctor right away if you have worsening depression, unusual changes in mood, behavior, or thoughts of suicide. Antidepressants can increase these in children, teens, and young adults. Do not take with MAOIs. Tell your doctor about your medications, including migraines, psychiatric, and depression medications, to avoid a potentially life-threatening condition. Increased risk of bleeding and bruising may occur, especially if taken with NSAID pain relievers, aspirin, or blood thinners. Manic episodes or vision problems may occur in some people. May cause low sodium levels. Common side effects include nausea, constipation, and vomiting. Some reports of weight gain have been received since product approval.
Getting on with the day and the sock pile.
Ask your doctor about Trintellix. Financial help may be available.
Active and bold, courageous or dull, emotions that flow. It all starts in your gut. Naughty with pride, probiotics inside, excited, yummy things. From A to Z, your gut is where it all begins. Start with Activia with billions of probiotics.
Every glass of Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice has a million little sips of sunshine. It's 100% of your daily vitamin C and 100% delicious, making every moment in the morning brighter. Tropicana, sip your sunshine.
Extended through January 15th, join Planet Fitness for no enrollment. Start 2021 with tons of ways to get moving in our clean and spacious clubs. Your fitness is essential. Join today for no enrollment, $10 a month, no commitment. Deal ends January 15th.
Go pro at Subway for double the protein on footlong subs and the new protein bowls. And if you want to go pro like Marshawn,
don't let anything get in your way.
Here we go.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Go pro and get double the protein for just $2 more.
Dry, distressed skin that struggles? You have a powerful partner. New Aveeno Restorative Skin Therapy. A unique formula with a rich complex of aloe, vitamin B5, and our highest concentration of prebiotic oat. It intensely moisturizes over time to improve skin's resilience. And nothing feels better than that. Aveeno, healthy, it's our nature. Try the dermatologist-tested body wash and balm, too.
Outside your window, the wild is still wild. And warm and full of wonder. Outside your window, the wild is waiting. Don't forget to bring a snack. Nature Valley, we are better outside.
Wasn't me, baby. No, it wasn't me, baby. Baby, wasn't me. Must have been some other body, baby.
Free two-hour grocery delivery, included with Prime.
Did you know diarrhea is often caused by bad bacteria in food?
Try Pepto-Diarrhea. Its concentrated formula coats and kills bacteria to relieve diarrhea. See, Pepto-Diarrhea gets to the source, killing the bad bacteria. So make sure to have Pepto-Diarrhea on hand.
Welcome back. So now to an exclusive Consumer Confidential on high-stakes shoplifting known as organized retail crime. NBC News investigative and consumer correspondent Vicky Nguyen is here with how it impacts what we all pay. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, right. And it's a really fascinating look this morning. We have a look into a multi-billion dollar industry from an active federal confidential informant. He used to be a key part of these heists. We also took our hidden cameras into the current black market stores where stolen goods are sold at a steep discount. All of this is ultimately putting consumer savings and sometimes safety at risk.
With our hidden cameras, we take you through this hair salon into the store tucked in the back. Here, those in the know can find designer merchandise, deeply discounted because it's likely stolen, according to sources familiar with organized retail crime. Racks and stacks of new clothing from J. Crew, North Face, and designer denim by True Religion. Brand names sold at a fraction of retail. That's right, $40 for True Religion jeans, normally
$150.
And the clerk tells us the jeans aren't knockoffs, they're the real deal. We also found in New York, inside a party supply store, more high-end goods, a Kate Spade handbag and Diesel jeans, plus premium makeup by NARS and Too Faced. All of it discounted by as much as 70%. Insiders tell us these are likely stolen goods, part of an industry that cost American retailers $30 billion every year.
They tell you you're going to make a great amount of money, and you can't refuse.
We sat down with a man we're calling John, a former member of an organized retail theft ring. We agreed to conceal his identity because he's now an informant for the FBI and NYPD.
How much money were you making every day?
We're making like $2,500 each day.
He says new immigrants were most often recruited by the rings, lured by lucrative paydays. He recalls one heist at the high-end Hermes store.
What kinds of items was your crew able to walk out with?
With a bag from Hermes.
Worth how much?
$60,000.
John says he traveled with a team on carefully mapped out routes, often through several states. He says it was organized from top down, every detail scouted, from the most profitable stores and malls to the best times to pull off the heist.
In 15 or 20 minutes inside a mall, how much merchandise could you take? What was the dollar value?
Once into the store, we can take out $20,000.
$20,000?
Yes. Less than 15 minutes. Maybe 5 minutes.
Did people ever notice that you were stealing all this merchandise?
People, yes. Sometimes people stay quiet. Some people start screaming.
It's not just clothing and accessories.
The house is totally transformed, almost into a warehouse.
In Katy, Texas, authorities found this home filled with everything from lamps to top-of-the-line power tools. All of it stolen from Home Depots around Houston and nearby states. Total value, more than $1 million.
Really is happening everywhere.
Jacqueline McGuire heads the FBI's criminal division in New York. She showed us video taken by a task force of FBI and NYPD investigators who shut down this black market store.
It looks like a barbershop.
It looks like, and it is, an operating barbershop. However, if you keep walking through, you enter in the back, and it's actually a retail store.
You're saying everything in that store is stolen?
Yes. All that merchandise would be stolen. Tags still on.
She says the high-stakes plans often play out while shoppers are in stores, potentially putting them and employees at risk. In a recent survey, 75% of retailers say they've seen an increase in organized retail crime. 57% have noticed more aggressive tactics and violence. They also say not enough is being done, with 62% saying federal law is needed to help stop the massive losses.
Are we paying more as a result of all this organized retail theft?
We do see some impact on the prices that consumers pay.
The hidden world of organized retail crime, driving up prices for everyday goods.
Wow. Yeah. Now, law enforcement says it's actually word of mouth that leads customers to these black market stores like the ones we found. While officials are working to shut down these major fencing rings, consumers also can play a role, too. Thieves make huge purchases with stolen credit card information, so you should be sure to check your statements often and secure your account so you can help prevent some of this fraud.
Hmm. Do stores realize this is happening, you know, more often than I ever expected? And what could they possibly do about it?
This is huge. It's an ongoing problem, and stores are really trying to crack down by increasing their security measures at checkout, verifying who people are when they make returns, too. So really, for us, be patient when the clerk is asking for your ID or other ways to verify who you are. It's indirectly to stop things like this.
It's so fascinating. I mean, you've heard of people on the street selling things. You know, there's right. Mm-hmm. There's stuff in their coat pocket. But I didn't realize there was, like, a retail store.
It's a $30 billion industry.
And then what about the pandemic? Has that affected it for better or worse?
Well, this has been going on pre-pandemic, but the National Retail Federation just released some new stats. They show this has been a crime that's been on the rise since 2015. Mm. The shutdowns helped slow things down when malls and shopping centers weren't open, but they're back in business.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's fascinating. Crazy.
Vicky, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Opening our eyes to something new out there.
Whole store. Up next, we are going to take a turn in Overheard on Third. Some exciting news for Sex and the City fans. You remember we asked Sarah Jessica Parker when she was on
last ago.
Anyway, we'll have an update on that. We're going to find out also if Dylan is going to reprise her very memorable role. Did you know she was in Sex and the City?
I'll show you.
Yes, we'll be right back. Wait for it.
My DVT blood clot stayed on my mind. Was another around the corner? Or could it be a different story? I wanted to help protect myself. My doctor recommended Eliquis. Eliquis is proven to treat and help prevent another DVT or PE blood clot. Almost 98% of patients on Eliquis didn't experience another. And Eliquis has significantly less major bleeding than the standard treatment. Eliquis is FDA approved and has both.
Don't stop Eliquis unless your doctor tells you to. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve or abnormal bleeding. If you had a spinal injection while on Eliquis, call your doctor right away if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. While taking Eliquis, you may bruise more easily and it may take longer than usual for bleeding to stop. Seek immediate medical care for sudden signs of bleeding like unusual bruising. Eliquis may increase your bleeding risk if you take certain medicines. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures.
What's around the corner could be your moment. Ask your doctor about Eliquis.
Lactaid is 100% real milk, just without the lactose, so you can enjoy it even if you're sensitive. Yet some people say Lactaid isn't real milk. I guess all those cows must actually be big dogs. Sit. I said sit.
This is not just a cream. It's the first serum cream. Garnier Creates new serum cream. The power of a serum, the moisture of a cream, and the protection of an SPF 30. Three products in one bottle, one step. Choose vitamin C or hyaluronic acid. Formulas that are clean and vegan. Baby, how you? For glowing, healthier-looking skin. In just one step. New Garnier Green Lab Serum Cream by Garnier, naturally.
Would you like to try a breakfast sausage made with plants?
Plants?
It's delicious. And I'm a kid, so if I like it...
Morningstar Farms, America's favorites, made from plants. And try Incognito.
Okay, Limu, you said it. Then as I spike it, I'll tell them how Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance so they only pay for what they need. Got it? Did you get that? Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Did you know that your clothes can actually attract pet hair?
With new Bounce Pet Hair and Lint Guard, your clothes can repel pet hair.
Look how the shirt on the left attracts pet hair like a magnet. Pet hair is no match for Bounce.
With Bounce, you can love your pets and lint roll less.
Take a piece of chocolate if you're the tallest. Take a piece of chocolate if you're better at eating your vegetables. Take a piece of chocolate if you love sharing.
As a cement mason, I use the Dove bar because I work with a lot of dust and dirt. Just washing the dirt and the grime off and just bringing you back to you. You see the glow? That's a Dove bar.
Dove cleans effectively, cares beautifully.
Repair your enamel with Pronamel Repair. Our most advanced formula helps you brush in vital minerals to actively repair and strengthen enamel. So you don't just brush to clean, you brush to build. Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair.
Some people have joint pain, plus have high blood pressure. They may not be able to take just anything for pain. That's why doctors recommend Tylenol. It won't raise blood pressure the way that Advil, Aleve, or Motrin sometimes can. For trusted relief, trust Tylenol.
New year, same Jane.
Goodbye.
Weakest Link, tonight on NBC.
For Overheard on Third, and we're hearing now about a Sex in the City revival in the works at HBO Max. Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, Kristen Davis returning as their characters, who I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, did you ever watch it?
I don't even know how. So here's the thing. Revolutionary, obviously, because it was about their friendships. And at the time, we were a little, a generation, not generation under, but we were probably a decade younger, right? Yeah. So they're like the age that Dylan and I are now, living in New York, except we're married.
Now they're going to be in their 50s.
Exactly. So now they're turning up, you know, so as they would be, now they're going to come back.
So when did the show end? Like in the 90s?
remember.
When did it end?
I don't know, enough to where I think it's cool that they're coming back in the 50s.
Kim Cattrall will not be in it.
Yeah.
I guess she was Samantha Jones.
It's something to look forward to me. Like, when you watch Sex and the City, then you don't worry about, ooh, I'm going to be 40. Or,
but don't you, let me ask you a question. Do you worry that a show that you loved isn't going to be as good?
Well, I think if it's done right, which it's like they're not trying to...
And how often does that happen?
They're not trying to recreate, though. Will and Grace, I think, was a great reboot.
That was one of the few.
Yeah,
so why can't this be one of the few?
Well, I don't know. Like, Full House came back. That was a great reboot.
Glass House. Oh, wait. Yosef's
holding up a sign. What's that say?
1998 to 2004.
Yeah. Okay. So. I think because they're taking it to the next phase of where they would be as opposed to trying to recreate what they had, I think it's a great idea.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And then, here's the thing. We buried the lead. Dylan Dreyer actually had a cameo on Sex and the City.
But we don't have the video of it.
Oh, we don't?
Oh, we don't?
No.
Oh, no. No, it was so silly. They came by my ice cream shop when I worked there when I was like 15 or 16, whatever legal age I was allowed to work. And they were pretending it was like a cool little hot dog joint on the way to the Hamptons. But it was like on the side of a highway in the middle of New Jersey in reality. Okay. So I got to serve them ice cream.
So maybe you can do it again.
Nice. Yeah, what was their favorite flavors?
Right.
There, I don't remember.
This time it was gelato.
Oh, okay.
It was just pretend.
Oh, well.
It's acting. Al was acting.
Okay. There you go. All right. So here's a question.
Yeah.
Mashable asks, should you have a TV in your bedroom? Do you have TVs in your bedroom?
I say no.
We don't have one. So that's why I say no.
And you know?
I'm a firm believer in no. And I know that's, a lot of people disagree.
But what about you?
No, we don't.
No. Really?
No.
How odd. I mean, we're on TV and yet we're telling
you. I think we all go to bed early. Yeah. And to me, when I go to bed, I go to bed.
Yeah.
If I want to stay up past 8 o'clock, right. It's because I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
And it says you probably would end up watching more TV and your sleep becomes compromised.
Yeah. I also feel like, for me, in some way, you want your bedroom to stay peaceful. Like, mm-hmm. That's like your zen space. So, but it's changed now with phones and tablets because now you still can have that.
That's the thing. You don't even need a TV anymore, unfortunately.
True. But it's a thought. You should try it if you have a TV in the bedroom. Try taking it out.
I do miss, kind of Sunday mornings, laying around watching TV in the morning. But with kids, young kids, it's like you can't even stay there anyway.
No.
So.
All right. Well, just ahead, we've got a powerful story about three brothers who share a legacy of service and sacrifice. Then later, from page-turning thrillers to biographies, even something to make you laugh, best-selling author Harlan Coben telling us all about what we should be reading now. We'll be right back.
When you want to power up, go pro at Subway for double the protein on foot-long subs and the new protein bowls. And if you want to go pro like Marshawn, don't let anything get in your way.
Here we go.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
What's up, Alice?
Hey, Marshawn.
Good call. Go pro and get double the protein for just $2 more on your favorite sub or new protein bowl. Subway, eat fresh.
Brushing only reaches 25% of your mouth. Listerine cleans virtually 100%, helping to prevent gum disease and bad breath. Never settle for 25%. Always go for 100%. Bring out the bold.
My dermatologist was raving about Pure Retinol.
It's amazing.
New Revitalift Night Serum with Pure Retinol, our most potent retinol. In a clinical test, 100% of women showed reduction of wrinkles, even deep ones. New Revitalift Night Serum with Pure Retinol from L'Oreal Paris. Many plugins are stuck in the past. They release a lot of scent at first, but after a while, you barely know they're working. New Febreze Fade Defy Plug works differently. It's the first plug-in with built-in technology to digitally control how much scent is released to smell first day fresh for 50 days. It even tells you when it's ready to be refilled. Upgrade to Febreze Fade Defy Plug. Febreze, la, la,
la, la. We're going to take the trade-in, but the offer is good only today.
The dealer gives you a trade-in offer lower than you expected. Will you take it? Should you take it? It feels like you're in the middle of some weird game show. Where did that music come from? Wait, is that... What? No. Really? Next time, start with CarMax and get a custom offer good for 7 days so you have plenty of time to compare your options without any of the pressure. The way trade-ins, appraisals, and car selling should be. CarMax.
Irresistibly delicious, pour some almond brie. For the maestros of the creamiest ever must-have smoothies. It's irresistibly delicious, more almond brie.
Sabrina.
Hi, Jen.
So this Aveeno Moisturizer goes beyond just soothing sensitive skin?
Exactly, Jen. Calm and Restore Oat Gel is formulated with prebiotic oat and strengthens skin's moisture barrier.
Oh, I love it. Aveeno, healthy. It's our nature.
Anything flies on Game of Games.
Ellen's Game of Games tonight on NBC.
What makes Erickson Living Managed Communities the smart choice for your retirement? We're managed by Erickson Living, a national leader in senior living and healthcare. Here, you can predict your monthly spending almost down to the penny. You gain a support system of friends and neighbors, plus amenities to keep you connected. Find out all the reasons to choose senior living at Ashby Ponds, Green Spring, or Riderwood. Call or visit us online.
Concerned about COVID-19 on surfaces in your home? Call ARS Rescue Router now. Recent testing showed that the Aris Hydroxyl Blaster with Active Pure technology kills COVID-19 on surfaces. That same Active Pure technology is available in our top-selling indoor air quality product, the Air Scrubber. Our Air Scrubber supplies are limited and going fast, so contact ARS Rescue Router to get yours today. Call 866-757-1666 to schedule your appointment.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
I have sleep apnea. Couldn't use CPAP. Now I have this. This is Inspire. It's simple. It's just a button.
Sometimes I press this button.
Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside my body with a click of this remote.
No mask, no hose. Just sleep.
We go nine-nine now.
Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. Learn more at inspiresleep.com.
We're back with our Brotherhood series. It's a story about family, service, and sacrifice. Our NBC Joe Fryer spoke with the author of a powerful new book, joining us with that story. Good morning, Joe.
Hey there, good morning. You know, Bo Wise is the youngest of three brothers. All of them served in the military, a risk they fully understood. But what happened to this one family over the course of about 2 years is hard to fully fathom.
Jeremy, Ben, and Bo Wise, three brothers who shared more than a last name, they shared a desire to serve their country, a commitment documented in Three Wise Men, a book by Bo.
It's easier for me to write than it is to speak.
Each took a slightly different path. Jeremy was a Navy SEAL, Ben an Army Green Beret, and Bo a Marine.
Why do you think it is that all three of you ended up serving in the military?
My dad was a doctor, and he kind of scratched his head the same thing and said the same thing many times. And so where did, you know, you all get this from?
Jeremy was actually in medical school when he decided he wanted to save lives another way.
He said that, you know, Bo, like 20, 30 years from now, I can look back and I can say one of two things. Either I could have been a Navy SEAL or I could have been a doctor. You know, I can't live with, I could have been a Navy SEAL. He said, I have to be a Navy SEAL.
After leaving the SEALs, Jeremy went on to work for a private security contractor. In late 2009, he was in Afghanistan the same time Bo was deployed there. They didn't see each other in person, but spoke on the phone.
I could tell that he had a pretty heavy heart. And he had a lot going on. And that just kind of ended with a love you exchange. And as far as I knew, I was going to talk to him again in another week or a month.
It was their final conversation. Jeremy, who was secretly working with the CIA, was killed by a suicide bomber.
And so I just remember thinking that my older, bigger, invincible brother, this can't happen. So when it did happen,
In his book, Bo recalls a prayer from Ben in the wake of their brother's death. What happened to Jeremy can never happen to my family again. But 2 years later, it did. Ben was shot during a firefight in northern Afghanistan, then rushed to a military hospital in Germany. Bo flew there with Ben's wife, Tracy. Ben's legs had been amputated, and he was in severe pain.
He did not look anything like himself at all.
Bo recalls his final goodbye to Ben. You and Germs were the best brothers I ever could have asked for, he said. I hope that someday I can be half the husband, father, son, and brother that you guys were. Goodbye, Benny. I love you. I'll see you again. Then it was Tracy's turn.
She whispered to him, she said that something to the effect that there's nothing that I can give you here that's as good as what's waiting for you. she was just preparing herself to, I think, as we both were, just to, you know, let him go. And,
Following Ben's death, a general told Bo's mom, Mrs. Wise, you have my word. Bo's not going anywhere for a long, long time. He was pulled from Afghanistan.
Was that something you agreed with at the time?
Yeah, at the time, no, not at all. It came as a shock, but, you know, it is what it is, and I think it was a good decision in the end.
Known as the sole survivor policy, it's meant to protect lone remaining family members from combat duty, a directive many might recognize from the movie Saving Private Ryan.
You're going home. Our orders are to bring you back.
Though Bo loathes any comparisons to the film.
Because World War II was a draft war, Jeremy and Ben and I enlisted very enthusiastically. It was something we always wanted to do, and I think Jeremy and Ben, I feel in my heart, given the opportunity, would do it again. Yeah, so would I.
Still, in the wake of losing both brothers, Bo fell into a dark place and says he briefly considered suicide.
And I just thought about how Jeremy and Ben lived and how they died, and just thought that that's a coward's way to go out, and that's not going to be me.
Bo writes, the last life they saved was mine.
I take great pride in the fact that their last moments on Earth was in, for the sake of preservation of life. They died saving lives. And, you know, there are Iraqi, Afghan, and American patriots that are walking this Earth today because of Jeremy and Ben Wise.
Bo says one of the main reasons he wrote the book was to help veterans battling depression and PTSD, to let them know there are resources, that it's important for vets to get them to talk either to a relative or to other vets. He says his therapy is coming home to his wife and two kids every day. Back to you.
Wow. Joe, thank you so much for that story.
Thank you, Joe.
It's incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. The book is called Three Wise Men, and it is available tomorrow. And we'll be right back.
What were the odds you would even be you with your uniquely you sneeze and your uniquely you health needs? One in 400 trillion, roughly. That's why Walgreens created something new with personalized real-time health alerts, cash rewards on everything, and pickup in as little as 30 minutes. Introducing My Walgreens, a whole new way to wellness.
Are your sneezes putting your friends in awkward positions? Stick with Zyrtec. Zyrtec starts working hard at hour one and works twice as hard when you take it again the next day. Zyrtec, mumble no more.
Take a piece of chocolate if you're the tallest. Take a piece of chocolate if you're better at eating your vegetables. Take a piece of chocolate if you love sharing.
Unexpected situation. L'Oreal's Magic Root Cover-Up. 3 seconds to flawless roots. 3, 2, 1. Roots gone. Magic Root Cover-Up by L'Oreal Paris. Need at-home hair color help? Contact new hair color concierge at L'OrealParis.com.
People everywhere living with type 2 diabetes are waking up to what's possible with Rybelsus. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Rybelsus works differently than any other diabetes pill to lower blood sugar in all three of these ways. Increases insulin, decreases sugar, and slows food. The majority of people taking Rybelsus lowered their blood sugar and reached an A1C of less than 7. People taking Rybelsus lost up to 8 pounds. Rybelsus isn't for people with type 1 diabetes or diabetic ketoacidosis. Don't take Rybelsus if you or your family ever had medullary thyroid cancer or have multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2 or if allergic to it. Stop Rybelsus and get medical help right away if you get a lump or swelling in your neck, severe stomach pain, or an allergic reaction. Serious side effects may include pancreatitis. Tell your provider about vision problems or changes. Taking Rybelsus with a sulfonylurea or insulin increases low blood sugar risk. Side effects like nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea may lead to dehydration, which may worsen kidney problems. Wake up to what's possible with Rybelsus. You may pay as little as $10 per prescription. Ask your healthcare provider about Rybelsus today.
At Capsule
the day, visibly fade the dark spots away. New Neutrogena Rapid Tone Repair. 20% pure vitamin C. A serum so powerful, dark spots don't stand a chance. See what I mean? Neutrogena. Still fresh. Unstoppable. In wash, scent blister. Unstoppables. Today, stronger immunity and better nutrition are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Every glass of Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice has a million little sips of sunshine. It's 100% of your daily vitamin C and 100% delicious, making every moment in the morning brighter. Tropicana, sip your sunshine.
Some people have joint pain, plus have high blood pressure. They may not be able to take just anything for pain. That's why doctors recommend Tylenol. It won't raise blood pressure the way that Advil, Aleve, or Motrin sometimes can. For trusted relief, trust Tylenol.
Long, we are helping kick off 2021 with our series Start Today. And today we are in the kitchen for a healthy make ahead Monday that is packed with flavor to hear to show us how to make her garbanzo curry is chef, restaurateur, and judge on Food Network's Chopped, Manit Chauhan. Good morning, Manit.
Yum.
Good morning. So excited to be here with y'all.
Oh, we are so excited. We've been talking about this through break, how this is just something we can't wait to try. So is it true that this is actually one of your favorite dishes from growing up?
It is one of my favorite dishes from growing up. This used to be a Sunday favorite with deep fried bread. Ooh. Which we are going to skip. But this is absolutely, it is delicious and actually really simple to make and really healthy. Ooh. So right over here, I have started with just toasting some cumin seeds. I've added some onions to it, and I'm adding fresh ginger garlic paste. Ooh. Now, fresh ginger garlic paste is literally equal parts of ginger and garlic, which have been crushed together, and it gives such incredible flavor to it. And I'm going to saute this and then add some tomatoes, which I have chopped. And some tomato puree.
And what spices do you put in there?
So now it's going to be the spices which are coming up right over here. I have some turmeric, we know how healthy it is. Little bit of chili powder to give it some heat. I have some salt. I have a little bit of garam masala, which is an Indian blend of spices. Mm. And some coriander powder right over here. And then we're going to mix all of this together.
But it
already smells
so good.
So good. I wish you guys were here.
Me too.
And Minnie, are you using canned garbanzo beans for this?
I am using canned garbanzo, which makes it really, really simple and just, you can make it so in such a short time. Hmm. So right over here, I have the garbanzo.
Do you have to rinse them first?
Yes, I do rinse them. The reason I rinse them is so that the metallic taste that you might get from canned beans, I can wash that off.
Okay.
So right over here, I'm going to just reduce the flame.
Yum.
So I'm keeping this kind of really thick, but if you want, you can put some vegetable stock and almost make a soup out of it.
And how long do you cook that for?
This is going to be around 4 to 5 minutes. Oh, and voila!
Yum.
We have this right over here. Oh. I love to serve it with rice, but you can add vegetables in it. Just some cilantro right over here.
What if you did want to add some meat to it? What would be a good meat to throw in there?
Oh, you can add, you can do turkey. So you can almost make it kind of a turkey chili. You can put minced beef in it. You can just put whatever you want, put your own signature on it. That's what makes it so much fun. But the fun part about this recipe is that once you have a big pot ready, you can do so much with it. So I'm going to actually make a salad from this. So this is the garbanzo, which is ready. In this, I'm going to put some winter vegetables. So right over here, I have some fennel. I have some parsnips. I have some butternut squash, some carrots, and some beets. And then I am going to be adding a little bit of olive oil.
Okay. That sounds so
and
delicious.
Some salt and pepper.
Wow.
It sounds so comforting and warm.
Yeah.
And healthy.
Oh, my God. It is amazing. So we mix this, put it in a roasting pan, put it in the oven for around 425 degrees. I put it for around 45 minutes. And here we have it. You can eat it just this way. But hey, we're going to make it even more fun, right? So I am taking some arugula over here. Arugula goes in.
Nice and spicy.
Oh, yes. The pepperiness of the arugula is incredible. We put a little bit of this mixture inside.
Oh, my goodness.
So now you're making a salad out of it. I have a little bit of lemon or lime juice, some salt, and we're just going to go ahead and mix this.
Look at that.
Wow. Manita, it's delicious.
Isn't that incredible?
And it's so
lots. And it's so delicious. And then you go ahead and finish it with some feta cheese.
Ooh. Ooh. Post-COVID, will you invite us over for dinner?
You are more than welcome. Anytime, all the time.
I'm extra blown away because it's not typical spices that I cook with, right. You know, because it's just so out of my comfort zone. Yeah. And you made it look so easy.
Yeah, we're going to try some.
You know,
the incredible part about spices is that they're so healthy. Mm-hmm. And you can reduce the amount of fat you're using by compensating with good spices and you still get the flavor.
Such a good idea. Manit, thank you so much. Have a helping for us.
You were wonderful. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
For these recipes, be sure to head to today.com/food.
Yum.
Have to try that one. All right, coming up next, best-selling author Harlan Coben is here with what to read, including one he calls the best book he's read in a long time. That's high praise. Then tomorrow, we are running down the best new shows and movies to watch. We'll be right back.
I'm at work.
Oh, perfect. I have a question. Is it true that single care can beat the price of your prescription right at the register?
Yes, Martin.
My friend Al is not so convinced.
Just have him check the single care price. It only takes 10 seconds on the app.
Good point. Stand by.
Sorry about that.
Looks like it's cheaper with single care.
Well, that's a great price. Yes, Martin?
Al saved on his copay in 10 seconds.
That is so great. I gotta go.
I think she hung up on me. Check the single care price today.
The sun is incredible. It makes our Lipton tea leaves better, which makes the smooth tea taste better, and time together even better. And drinking Lipton can help support a healthy heart. Lipton is a proud sponsor of the American Heart Association's Life is Why campaign.
Mom, I can't find Mr. Quaggo.
Mom's in York mode right now. She's enjoying yummy dark chocolate and refreshing peppermint.
Mom is back. The York you love just better.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, Jen.
So this Aveeno Moisturizer goes beyond just soothing sensitive skin?
Exactly, Jen. Calm and Restore Oat Gel is formulated with prebiotic oat and strengthens skin's moisture barrier.
Oh, I love it. Aveeno, healthy. It's our nature.
Break free from 2020 and get moving at Planet Fitness in our clean and spacious clubs. And use our crowd meter for the best time to visit. Extended through January 15th. Join for no enrollment, $10 a month, no commitment.
One of the worst things about a cold sore is how it can make you feel. But when used at the first sign, Abreva can get you back to being you in just 2.5 days. Be kinder to yourself and tougher on your cold sores.
It's Yo Playtime! Wow, Isabel and Lucas are incredible. Look at those strong moves.
It's Yo Playtime.
Yo Play Original, an excellent source of calcium.
If you printed out directions to get here today, you're in the right place.
My seminars are a great tool to help young homeowners who are turning into their parents.
Now remember, they're not programs, they're TV shows. You woke up early. No one cares. Yes.
So I was using something called HomeQuote Explorer from Progressive to easily compare home insurance rates. Was I hashtagging?
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer.
Guess what? The waiter doesn't need to know your name.
Pick up like a pro. Just order on the Subway app, and it's ready to go with contactless curbside. Turkey sub and a hot tub. Now get 15% off any Foot Long when you order in the app.
Would you like to try a breakfast sausage made with plants?
Plants?
It's delicious. And I'm a kid, so if I like it,
Morningstar Farms, America's favorites made from plants. And try Incogmeato.
Hello, how can I...
Sore throat pain? Try new Vicks VapoCool drops and honey lemon chill for a fast-acting rush of relief like you've never tasted in... Honey lemon. Woo! Vicks VapoCool drops, now in honey lemon chill.
Ever wonder what retinol dermatologists use to fight wrinkles? It's what I use.
Neutrogena.
The number one retinol brand used most by dermatologists. Rapid wrinkle repair visibly smooths fine lines in 1 week. Deep wrinkles in 4. So you can kiss wrinkles and other wrinkle creams goodbye. Rapid wrinkle repair. Pair with our most concentrated retinol ever for 2 times the power. Neutrogena.
Look at you, making progress, drinking silk, doing laps, getting pruny in the name of... Wait, why is he here? Stop butterflying, Michael. This is Greg's story. This is Greg's pool. Greg is making progress, and progress is perfection.
Welcome back. If you're looking for a good read to kick off the new year, we have you covered this morning. Here with some recommendations for 2021, best-selling author of numerous novels, including his latest book. It's called Win, which is now available for pre-order. Our friend Harlan Coben. Harlan, good morning to you.
Harlan.
Howdy, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Let's dig in here. You know how to sell a book, that's for sure. So let's get started. This is one, a category we haven't done before, but I think it's a good one. If you want to challenge your current mindset, as opposed to talking with someone and there's some kind of an argument, or, you know, you can read and be quiet and just start to think differently, what would you recommend?
This book's just about to come out. Adam Grant's Think Again. You know, we've been hearing so many books about go with your gut, don't think it out, I'm not changing my opinion no matter what you say. This is the opposite. Adam argues that most successful people do change. Most successful people grow and evolve as they learn new information. It's so important in today's world, too, to understand that you have to listen to all the sides. You have to be willing to change your mind. You have to be willing to go this way and that and not be so rigid. And he really gives some great tools here, some great thoughts on it. And Adam Grant is great always. But to Think Again is my favorite of his books.
What if your New Year's resolution, say, was to read more? What's a good book that you just can't put down? It's a total page turner.
My new crime fiction favorite guy is S.A. Cosby's Blacktop Wasteland. He's new to me. And it's a fantastic story. It's sort of dark noir, but high octane, a lot of thrills. But there's also a real heart here. He's talking about rural Virginia and some of the hardships that his character goes through. He's a getaway driver who just wants to get out of the life in modern America, but can't quite. So my new find, for people don't yet maybe know, in crime fiction, give S.A. Cosby a chance.
Oh, cool. Okay. I have to look that up. Well, yeah. So this next title is timely for folks who really want to educate themselves. And I'm fascinated about this, Harlan, because you say it's the best book overall you've read in a long time.
Yeah, this is Homeland Elegies by Ayad Akhtar. This is super high praise for me, but there's a little bit of Philip Roth in here and a little bit of Saul Bellow. It's a family saga involving immigrants over the last 50 years, which is something I didn't really... I was educated... But more than that, it was a gripping story. And he, you don't know if it's a memoir, you don't know if it's a book of essays, you don't know if it's a novel. Ayad Akhtar is the lead character in it. And it's an interesting narrative device that I just couldn't put down. Beautifully written, highly recommended to everybody out there.
And Harlan, it's no secret, I'm a huge Jerry Seinfeld fan. And this next book, I have to agree with you because it's something you can read in little snippets if you only have a short period of time.
Right. It's hard for all of us right now to concentrate for long periods of time. So Jerry Seinfeld right here with Is This Anything? It's hilarious. First of all, it's insightful in how Jerry works. And each, if you can hold this up for a second, it's just little snippets of what his notes were before he was doing some kind of stand-up comedy routine on him. So it's funny. It's taken from his yellow notepad that he's been known for how many years he's been doing it. So both funny, a little insightful, and you can just read it in little bits. But it's like beer peanuts, right? You have to take one or two, and the next thing you know, you're smarting it all down.
Now, what if you want to just go in a corner somewhere, open a book, and just be inspired?
Well, it's inspired, to be honest with you, it's inspired and heartbreaking, but I'm recommending Memorial Drive by Natasha Trethewey. It starts quite dark. I mean, this is a story, it's a true story. She's a Pulitzer Prize winner poet. about it's a daughter's memoir about her mother being murdered by her stepfather. But what makes this book special, I think, is it's also a story in the end of love and resilience. Mm-hmm. It's not that long of a book, and you'll rip right through it, and you'll be heartbroken and uplifted at the same time.
Okay.
And this last category is something I always love reading about history. You said you've got a really good one in this case.
Yeah, Eleanor. Eleanor Roosevelt story right here. Mm-hmm. Dave Michaelis. It's just a great biography. It's thick, but no one's ever done one on Eleanor just on her in quite this way. Hmm. I had no idea. I really didn't. I knew a lot about her. I had no idea that there's no FDR without Eleanor. I mean, so many of the things that we recognize FDR for came from Eleanor Roosevelt. Fascinating life. Those who love biographies. It's also a wonderful read, written like a novel. So that's my pick.
Harlan, really quick, before we go, tell us quickly about When, the book coming out.
Wynn is the story of a character named Wynn. It's one of my people who read my books know him, but it's the first in a new series. Oh. I can't wait for you guys to read it. It's a little darker. He's a little more mysterious, but I think it's my best page turn. I can't wait.
Wow. Back to the book.
Wynn is a darker character.
When do you have time for all this?
I know. Long-time Wynn guy, Al, so this one will be right up your alley.
All right.
Good stuff. Harlan, thank you so much. We always love it when you come on. And for everybody who is interested in grabbing some of those books, you can head to today.com/shop and you can get them there. We'll be right back.
And breaking news, the deadly siege on Congress. Lawmakers move to safe locations with 2 more weeks left in this presidency. Where is this going? Despite what we've been through, there will be a transfer of power at the U.S. Capitol.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. Today at 4.
A single test that can detect COVID-19, the flu, and a dangerous respiratory virus.
They only have to get swabbed one time as opposed to having to get swabbed multiple times.
What it could mean for your family's health.
Today on News 4 at 4.
Dear Robert.
Dear Teresa.
Dear Yolanda.
Like you, 21 million Americans are struggling to maintain internet access at home.
The fact that you're pursuing an education despite this financial difficulty speaks to your ambition.
That's why we're thrilled to offer you
a WGU Online Access Scholarship.
We won't rest until everyone has access to higher education. Sincerely, Western Governors University.
Gathering, baking, and delivering the goodness of nature from one generation to the next, and from seed to slice.
At Blinds to Go, we've seen a lot of changes over our 65 years, but we've always kept true to our vision. An industry-leading product made right here in the U.S. Factory direct pricing, fast delivery, largest selection, and consistently reliable customer service from our expert design consultants. Plus, a lifetime warranty on everything we sell. 65 years. Our vision remains the same. To help make your home more beautiful. Blinds to Go. We make it easy.
Cool. You wouldn't believe it.
Today at 2 on NBC4.
And that's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow we are catching up with This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown.
I love it. Hoda and Jen are up next with the products that will keep you warm.
And hopefully that's us as well. Just warm yourself on our television set. Bye.
More Americans watch NBC News than any other news organization in the world.
Kicking off the new year strong. It's time to take care of you with healthy foods, fitness, and how to jumpstart your love life. Join us this month and start today.
try to find me.
What stopped him?
I had a child. I don't know where he is.
This is Us, Tuesday on NBC.
Concerned about COVID-19 on surfaces in your home? Call ARS Rescue Router now. Recent testing showed that the Aris Hydroxyl Blaster with Active Pure technology kills COVID-19 on surfaces. That same Active Pure technology is available in our top-selling indoor air quality product, the Air Scrubber. Our Air Scrubber supplies are limited and going fast, so contact ARS Rescue Router to get yours today. Call 866-757-1666 to schedule your appointment.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
I'm Andy Betterman of the law firm Greenberg & Betterman. For over 35 years, Greenberg & Betterman has been helping injury victims regain their dignity and respect and get the financial compensation owed to them. If you've been hurt in a car accident, been the victim of medical malpractice, or been denied Social Security disability benefits, please let us help you too. Call us or visit us on the web at gblawyers.com. Greenberg & Betterman, contact us